Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. It's time for another Giants Insider. Today we're joined by ESPN's Sal Palantonio, reporter and NFL insider. Sal, let's do a little twirl around the NFC East. Let's start last year's division champions, the Dallas Cowboys. New running back there, and they made a lot of changes in the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I think when you look at the Dallas Cowboys and what Tony Romo and that offense have been able to accomplish in the last 3 years, you see that Romo's pass attempts have gone down in each of the last 3 years, and that has helped their offense become more balanced. And you take away their best player. DeMarco Murray was their best player. I think it weakens them considerably, and I think that will put more pressure on Tony Romo and the passing game. And I'm not sure that that's quite the fit that they want, because Romo's not getting any younger. And if he's under more pressure, then his back injuries could come up to the surface again. So I think for the Cowboys, the key thing is get balance on offense, take the pressure off Romo.
All right, let's go to the Philadelphia Eagles. They've made more changes than maybe any other team in the league from last year to this year. New quarterback, new running back. They lose their top wide receiver in Jeremy Maclin. Is there any way to really figure out what the team's going to be until you actually see him on the field?
I'm going to go Tom Coughlin on you here, and I'm going to focus on the offensive line, because I think that's a major issue for the Eagles. Remember, when LeSean McCoy had a healthy offensive line, he was playing in Hawaii. When he had an unhealthy offensive line, he wound up in Buffalo. And I think that's the key for the Philadelphia Eagles, particularly up the middle. Jason Kelce, their center, is coming off a stomach surgery, a torn stomach muscle, where he missed a lot of the season last year. They got rid of their two starting guards, and they're starting over. And, John, you know that offense. You've watched them play the Giants with Chip Kelly in the last 2 years. They have to have push in the A and B gaps for their running game to work. That's why they imported DeMarco Murray and shipped LeSean McCoy out. They want a one cutback who is going to shoot through the A and B gaps and not fiddle-faddle in the hole and step out to the outside and then try to take on the linebackers and get around the line of scrimmage. And if you don't have that push in the middle, and right now they don't because of injuries and replacements, they're going to have problems.
And, of course, getting good protection for an injury-prone quarterback wouldn't hurt Philadelphia either. How about the Redskins? It looks like their front office and Jay Gruden are trying to now build a team the right way. Inside out, get better up front. But how quickly can this turnaround happen in Washington?
I don't think it's going to be very quick. I think they're going to have problems. They're a big mystery as far as I'm concerned, because you just don't know whether the head coach and the quarterback are in sync. If Robert Griffin III cannot get back to at least 50% of where he was, they're going to struggle. They're going to remain the mystery of the division.
And it's easy to be in sync in June. When you lose a few in a row in the fall, all of a sudden adversity comes. We'll see how they survive that. Finally, Sal, the Giants. Mm-hmm. They've made a lot of changes as well. We think the offense is going to be pretty good if Victor Cruz comes back, Odell Beckham, second year to Ben McAdoo. But Steve Spagnuolo's back, a lot of new faces on defense. What do the Giants have to do to get back to the playoffs in 2015?
They got
to
get healthy. Remember, you guys led the league last year with 22 players on injured reserve. So this team needs to get healthy, and it needs to get whole. And I think if that happens, the Giants will win the division.
We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Sal Palantonio, John Schmelk, your Giants insider on Giants.com.